Macquarie Bank remains under fire from their members and shareholders, calling for greater transparency around the bank's financing of coal and gas developments, with concerns about the climate risks posed from unsustainable energy sources. Shareholders are calling on the company to outline how its funding for fossil fuels is aligned with its net zero commitments. In February this year, Macquarie quit the Net Zero Banking Alliance, its annual sustainability report showing the bank had more than doubled its finance for oil and gas over the last 2 years. To learn more, The Wire's Zachary Probert spoke to policy analyst Morgan Pickett from environmental advocacy group Market Forces.
So Macquarie received the biggest vote against a bank on climate grounds in Australia's history, and this was at its annual general meeting yesterday. So 35% of shareholders essentially voted for Macquarie to come clean and clean up its act on climate. And these are some of the world's biggest investment firms, representing billions of dollars, including places like the New York City pension system and Norway's biggest pension fund. You know, investors that have lots and lots of capital, billions of dollars, and representing hundreds of millions of members who need a safe climate and environment to retire to. So they have a long-term outlook. They understand that climate change is a real risk to their business and to the economy. So they sent a really clear message to Macquarie yesterday. You know, they need to clean up their act on climate, as I said.
If Macquarie Bank have made these commitments to a net zero approach, why are they now backtracking?
Well, that's right. Macquarie claim and market themselves as a climate leader supporting climate action. But what they don't market and what kind of flies under the radar is that at the same time, they're funding and investing in one of the biggest potential gas fracking developments in Australia's history. So the Beetaloo Basin in Australia's Northern Territory, beautiful, pristine environment, you know, a lot of communities who live there. Macquarie is funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into companies who want to develop what could be, yeah, the biggest fracking development in Australian history and a fracking development that rivals the biggest in the United States. So they really do need to take this seriously and protect our planet and our climate from these harmful activities, which we know will just cause climate change to get worse. And look, Australians understand that climate change is seriously affecting them. We've felt the impact here, severe fires that are getting worse every year, floods that seem to be getting worse every year. These are all the impacts of climate change. And what the science says is we need to get off fossil fuels. And the first step in that is not building any new fossil fuel infrastructure, not expanding. We need to start winding down. So Macquarie needs to stop investing and funding new and expanded gas infrastructure.
What repercussions can we see due to this decision? Have there been any repercussions happen so far, or are we yet to see anything in the future?
Well, the ball's really now in Macquarie's court. This is a significant vote. As I said, the biggest vote against a bank in Australia on the grounds of climate in the history of AGM. So Macquarie seriously need to clean up their act. They need to fix their broken climate policies, which are completely out of line with their big four banking peers, you know, CommBank, ANZ, Westpac and NAB. They all have policies in place that prevent them from funding new and expanded oil and gas infrastructure directly. Macquarie don't have those policies. Macquarie are actually increasing their funding into gas. Over the last 2 years, they've increased their lending to oil and gas 143%. So they're going the opposite direction to what we need to see happen. So Macquarie needs to see this as a real warning sign. Investors want to see them take genuine action on climate, fix their policies, stop lending to fossil fuel expansion, and step up, live up to their climate commitment.
Can there be legal consequences for claiming or marketing as a quote-unquote green bank while investing in the opposite direction?
It's a great point. There's serious repercussions for any institution that's involved in what's termed greenwashing, the legal term. Actually, just this week, the International Court of Justice ruled that countries have a duty to stop the expansion of fossil fuels and to deal with climate change. But there are examples in Australia as well. The regulatory bodies such as ASIC, for example, they took Mercer, a large superannuation firm, to court, and the federal court ruled that Mercer was greenwashing, and they actually had to pay an $11.3 million penalty for that. So there's certainly legal repercussions for financial institutions and any company in Australia who's engaged in greenwashing, and the big banks will be certainly aware of that.
Morgan Pickett from Market Forces there, speaking with The Wire's Zachary Probert.